pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Thursday morning. Hour number two begins right now. Mallory Pipey, text line 251-343-0106. If you need to be in touch with the program, you text me and I'll respond. And I see a few lighting up over there, so we'll get to those in short order. Still to come, about a half hour from now, April Murray Fogle, our Thursday regular, will be with us. And then maybe, depending on what's going on in the Alabama State Senate, we may or may not have State Senator Chris Elliott with us. But they're in today, and they got some cloture calendar, I'm told, so that may cause us to have to reschedule Senator Elliott maybe to Monday. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. Joining us now, he represents me in the U.S. Congress here in the 1st Congressional District. Most of our a lot of our listeners are represented by Congressman Barry Moore, who joins us now. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Jeff, I am doing fine. Good morning to you, my friend.
Hey, thank you for making time, as always. Hope you're going well. Well, I mean, let's talk about Trump. Are you liking what you're seeing?
Brother, it's a historic time in our country because, you know, the first 4 years I was under Biden and Pelosi for a good part of that time, and Schumer, and I was sitting on the floor with Mark Harris. He's a pastor friend of mine. I just got elected from North Carolina, and I said, Mark, we are actually living through history in this country right now because of the changes that are actually being made by a president who truly is putting Americans first over the world. And so, you know, it's just a great time to be a part of the process. We have a lot of work to do in a short period of time, but at the speed at which Elon's moving and the president's moving and the House has been able to get, these budget resolutions moving, I'm pretty excited about the direction for the country and for our kids and grandkids.
Well, ask your colleague this, Dale Strong, in the last segment. Do you feel like the Republican caucus is kind of hanging together on a lot of this? My fear is, I mean, they'll turn on CNN, they'll turn on MSNBC, and I don't know how impressionable they are. You would think, like, well, you know, that's just what the media do. They've been doing it for decades. But does it seem like things are holding pretty much well together?
Yeah, and I think it's twofold. I mean, I think most of us have learned, number one, that even the general public doesn't believe the media anymore. And I think in addition to that, Johnson was struggling when Biden was in the White House. But now that Speaker Johnson has Trump in the White House, President Trump's able to make calls and kind of he's able to communicate a message and a vision for the country that I think in many ways allow some of us to say, yeah, that's we can do this. You know, if you can guarantee you this, we're going to work in this direction, sir. We all have the same vision for the country. And so I think his ability to communicate and negotiate, and plus he swings a big hammer on the Republican Party. He is a Republican Party for this country now. And so I think it's wise for us to follow his leadership. And I think because of his leadership, we're able to stay together and get things done.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what you need. And I even had like some issues. I was like, well, maybe this tariff approach is going to backfire. But my armchair quarterback analysis of this, if this is as bad as it gets, he's weathered the storm really well. And there's a lot of upside now to some of these economic policies.
Yeah, I think they call it the WAG and the wild egg guess. I think a lot of people, and many of us, didn't know what to expect out of these tariffs. Now, be mindful that he's done business around the world for years. Trump is not new to this, and he knows how to negotiate. He wrote a book called The Art of the Deal. And Eric and Don Jr. both said that we know how that works, and if the first people to come to the table are going to get the best deals. So these countries that sit on the sideline, they're going to be left in the dark on this thing. And I think because of his ability to negotiate, and not only that, to mean what he says and to hold the line when the pressure is applied, much like the stock market, much like the left, much like many business people in the country were worried about these tariffs. I think that it is showing that he knows what he's doing. I think I saw a poll this morning. He's polling higher than he was in any time since he's been elected this year. And so these countries that are coming and staying in a hotel across the street from the White House, trying to get an appointment with the president to negotiate these tariffs, that's good for the American workers. That's good for industry. And I don't understand for the life of me why we buy stuff from people who hate us, whether it's oil or whether it's pharmaceuticals in China. This is a time in this country that we have a businessman at the helm. He understands business better than most anybody in Congress or in the Senate. And not only that, he certainly gets it better than the media. And so you have to trust his leadership. But I think you're right, Jeff. I think that if this is the worst, if this is as bad as it's going to get, then he has weathered this storm rather well.
Let's talk about deportations, immigration in general. And I know the media are making a big deal. Chris Van Hollen going to San Salvador. I guess he's trying to make a show of it. But with Trump, he's picking these 80-20 issues. And the 80, he's taking the 80% side. I don't know that this is necessarily what he's doing, protesting against that. Even if it's questionable with Garcia, that it's a winner for them. But I feel like it's better to stand up and do this and not back down from these people.
You don't back down. And he is wanted in El Salvador for crimes he committed. And now we're seeing that his wife or girlfriend's coming forward. He actually had some assault charges filed in 20 and 21 on him here in the U.S. And so these Democrats continue to double down on Dom. I mean, this issue is, it may be 80-20, but the more we know about it now, it's 85-15. But the American people voted for us to secure the border and to get these MS-13 gang members out of this country. If that senator wants to go somewhere, he ought to go to Gaza and negotiate for U.S. citizens that are being held by Hamas. That's what he ought to be doing. He ought to not be going over there trying to get an MS-13 gangster sent back to America who's an El Salvadorian citizen who has a criminal record in El Salvador, and the government's got him under arrest for those crimes.
Yeah, and it's just understanding just basic civics and what kind of process rights you're entitled to as a visitor to this country, be it illegal or whatever. Maybe you're even here on a work visa or some kind of like CHNV program like the Biden administration had versus a citizen. And, that's what I find to be sort of curious here, the Democrats taking that other side. It doesn't seem like it's going to work for them, but, I mean, does it, and this gets back to a question I asked you earlier, your Republican colleagues, I mean, how do they, you feel like they're pretty solid on this?
Oh, yeah. If you look at the senator that's traveling over to El Salvador, I mean, he voted against the Laken Riley Act. It tells you that we as Republicans and the president, we're putting the American people first. These people who have been attacked by these gangsters coming across this border. And we're cleaning up a mess that Joe Biden made. Make no mistake about it. This is not on Donald Trump. This is a mess made under the prior administration and DHS and Mayorkas. And we're just now trying to fix these issues. And so if the Democrats want to defend MS-13 and vote against Laken Riley, you let them do that, Jeff. Because we saw in the last election, if they double down on that kind of stuff, the American people are waking up to it. No matter how loud the media screams, we're not buying what they're saying.
We're joined by Congressman Barry Moore from the 1st Congressional District here in Alabama. Something you and I were talking about off air, but I guess it's relevant. You're going to have some protesters today. What would you say? I mean, I don't know how many are going to show up or what. Do you have any idea what to expect? And, they're coming to Baldwin County to voice their whatever it is, their disapproval. I don't know what exactly that is. What would you say to them?
Well, they've got a right to protest. I don't have a problem with that, honestly. And if they're protesting me and Donald Trump in Baldwin County, they're probably fighting a losing cause. But, this has been a cry of the left as they're trying to get organized after the beatdown they got in November. They're trying to get back. And this is one of the things, no matter where you're at, if you don't have some protesters as a Republican in Baldwin County at your events, then you have lost your touch, my friend. You are not very effective. So I'm okay if the Democrats want to come out and the leftists want to come out. And I don't know if they're paid or if they're bussed in or if they're just local, but it's okay for them to come out. But you know, they try to claim that. I think that even these town halls, they really don't want to ask questions very often. My understanding is they just want to be there to get media coverage and to scream obscenities about Trump and obscenities about Republicans and call us all kind of names for doing what the American people have asked us to do. And so it's like water off a duck on me. You know, I if they want to sit down and have a decent conversation about the issues, that's fine. But they don't ever want to talk about the real issues. All they ever want to do is do personal attacks and throw out these talking points and these pre-made signs. And so, you know, it's okay for them to come over, but as far as accessibility, I mean, I've had 314 meetings with constituents this year already, and we've solved 6,100 cases since I've been in Washington, D.C. We actually won the Democracy Awards for being one of the most accessible congressional offices in all of Washington, D.C. So we're going to continue to do what we do, and we got offices all throughout the district if people need something. And I certainly don't mind debates, you know that, and I don't mind talking about issues that are of substance, but if they want to just show up and protest, that's their right to do that. I actually fight for their right to have free speech. And so not a problem for me.
Well, and just to further that discussion about, you know, you got new territory, new turf in your district now. I can see you're speaking at Baldwin County today. You've opened some offices up here. How's that going? You know, it's always getting to know you sort of phase of your of this term. How is that going? Congressman, may have lost Congressman Moore there. Let's see.
Hey, Jeff, I lost you briefly there.
There you go. Congressman, it's the getting to know you phase of this term is what I was asking. And you got the speech today to the Chamber of Commerce over here in Baldwin County. And people are, I guess, getting acquainted with you. Talk us through that a little bit.
Yeah, it's getting to know people. And the tough thing about congressional districts is when they change, you lose a lot of friends. But there's an opportunity there, Jeff, to make new friends. And we've done that historically. Heather and I kind of work as a team, if you know us. And so we love on the people. We serve the people. We understand that our calling is to be public servants. And so the awards we win for the cases we've resolved, 6,100 cases I mentioned earlier, and not only that, just accessibility. We do mobile office hours. So we've opened 5 offices in the new Congressional District 1. And some of those, one's in Andalusia, one's in Dothan. But of course, we've got Bay Minette, we've got Foley, we've also got Mobile County. And so we make sure that you can get to us if you need something. And so it's just getting to know people. And you know, there are great people all across this country and certainly across the 1st Congressional District. We become friends with them. So I hate when they redraw things because sometimes it's like I'm losing friends, but it's not always an opportunity for us to make it.
Well, and you know, the needs of the district, your focus has changed. You got to give up Elmore and Autauga County and the northern parts of the Wiregrass, if you will. And now you have a coastal community. You have beaches. You have obviously the bay and the industries associated with Mobile Bay. How much of a change has that been for you just to get even like acquainted with those topics?
Well, it's for us, it's just putting in the work and being over here. And I was over here last week. I'm over here this week. I'll be over here next week. And so we're just making sure that we're in Baldwin County, Mobile County, Escambia, getting to know those folks. Because we had 6 of the 9 counties in the old district anyway, but especially around the port and working with Austell and Airbus and these companies, some of these companies that we were very, very active in bringing to the state of Alabama when I was in the state legislature. I was vice chair of small business and commerce. And so we want to see those companies flourish. And so we're learning that process. We're learning more and more about port business and trade and that sort of thing because it's very important here. But at the same time, we're trying to manage the Fort Novosel, which was Fort Rucker, and also the Ag Committee we're doing. So it's a really diverse community of interest district, but so far so good. And, you know, look, business is business. It doesn't matter if you're a farmer or a garbage man or you're building ships. If business is business, and if you can lower the taxes and regulations and get the government out of the way and let them come alongside instead of riding on your back, is always good for business.
Congressman, you've been very generous with your time this morning. Look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Okay, Jeff, God bless you. Y'all take care.
Congressman Barry Moore, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get a break in here. We'll pick it back up in just a moment. This is the Jeff Moore Show on a Foot Talk 106.5.
DC hasn't worked in 20 years. Probably never made a single person cold. But I can't say the same for me. I've done it many times.